first time sit. Please read that one.
Item 1001, proclaim October 2019 Filipino American History Month.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you very much, Madam President. We have a proclamation that has been signed by the mayor. I believe we have some invited guests. Mr. Lim, I'm sure you're one of them. Would our invited guests please come up and talk about Filipino Awareness Month? Welcome.
Thank you.
What a pleasure to see you here. I've been trying to get you here. This is what it took to get you here, huh? It's a proclamation. It's fabulous to see you, Mr. Lim.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty, Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Fritz, and Commissioner Udelli. Thank you for having us here this morning for this proclamation of the Filipino American History Month, which marks the 400th year that Filipinos landed in the United States. Anyway, I have people here that's going to speak for our community.
We have four speakers today.
All right. If you would please introduce yourself and then
take it away.
Good morning, Council, and good morning, City of Portland. My name is Cheryl Nervez. I am the board chair for the Filipino American Chamber of Commerce. I would like to speak today on behalf of the Council of Filipino American Associations, which includes Agumon Kapampangan, Northwest USA, Filipino American Association of the High Desert, Filipino American Association of Vancouver, Washington, Filipino American Association of Portland and Vicinity, Filipino American Friendship Club, Filipino American National Historical Society of Oregon Chapter, Foundation for Philippine Progress, Greater Salem Filipino American Association, LWC Ingan Leyte Project, Oregon Coast Filipino American Association, Oregon Filipino Lawyers Association, Philippine American Association of Eugene, Philippine American Chamber of Commerce of Oregon, Philippine Cebu Dancers and Friends of Salem, Philippine Nurses Association of Oregon and Washington, and the Willamette Valley Filipino Association. I am a 1.5 generation Filipino in America. My father was a U.S. Navy officer, and without the resources of small businesses in the Filipino community and the Filipino community coming together, we would not have this opportunity to be able to thrive in the United States, particularly in Oregon. We have seen Filipinos in Oregon in our school institutions as early as 1902, and thriving as business owners as early as and laborers as early as 1920. So I wanted to bring that and thank you today. We've got three other speakers today, and they can present themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl, and thank you for inviting me over. So basically, my name is Randall Corsini. I'm a realtor for the local Portland metro area. Basically, I play matchmaker between homes and potential homeowners. Yes, that's another way in saying that I sell homes, but I do more than that. In fact, we all do more than that, on our title and our possessions, right? So as a Portland realtor, I'm helping Filipinos invest in their community by establishing roots. When that happens, it helps the local economy with contribution in taxes and private donations. Another note about myself, I'm a board member of the Filipino Chamber of Commerce and a member of the Filipino American Organization. These two great, amazing groups have helped me connect with like-minded Filipinos who want to make a positive impact to the city of Portland through community work, having a strong relationship with each other, and in our values of integrity and leaving a legacy for our children. And it is probably very important to everyone in this room as well. And thank you for having me.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Maria Teresa Dizon. I'm a recent graduate of Portland State University and now an employee at Multnomah County Health Department. I came from the island of Saipan, from the Northern Marianas Islands in the Pacific, 23 hours away from here, in pursuit of the American dream, on my own. As I make Portland my second home, I began to seek out one thing, kababayans, which translates to my countrymen, my fellow Filipinos. It was in those moments of doubt and homesickness that these small Filipino businesses, that while pursuing the American dream themselves, the presence alone was incredibly and immensely symbolic, as it was comforting. These businesses were a meeting place and a safe space for people like me, that no matter where you came from or what Tagalog dialect you spoke, you could sit and break bread together, sharing a piece of home, spanning from miles away. And these businesses served as evidence that we as Filipinos can remain resilient, innovative, and caring for others for hundreds and hundreds of years, spanning from Morro Bay, California, now here in Portland, Oregon, and all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that?
Good morning, Commissioners. Hi, I'm Jan Mason. I live and work in Portland. I am the president of Filipino American Chamber of Commerce of Oregon, as well as other civic organizations. We have an affinity with our community, and as you heard, we have a strong history and a rich history. Our history is integral with Asia, with the Pacific Islander communities, and so we work closely with them, and they are our allies. We are part of the fabric of the city of Portland and beyond, and we are making history. We celebrate our history, but we are also making history. And we do this every day in what we do in our lives. We do it as attorneys, such as the Honorable Janelle Factora Whipper, who is Oregon's first Filipino-American judge appointed by Governor Kitzhaber in Washington County. Honorable Steve Powers, who is the first Filipino-American appellate judge appointed by Governor Kate Brown, as well as strong leaders like Julia Markley at Perkins Coie. We also are chefs. Chef Carlo Lamaga, who is the owner of Magna in Southeast Clinton. Chef Melvin Trinidad, a.k.a. Chef Smelly at KTU's American Live, Afternoon Live. And many more restaurants, and as the Filipino cuisine becomes, explodes in our area, in our region. We are business owners. We are small business owners, such as Cindy Nelson, who owns Timbayan Restaurant, Jamie Lim, who you met earlier, of the Asian Reporter, Matt and Shannon Duff, who own 45th Parallel in St. John's, a wine bar. And we are one of the fastest growing populations among the Asian community, and we are making ourselves integrated. We are integrating ourselves into the fabric of the community, and through this, we are becoming strong citizens in our community. We are still an underserved and underrepresented ethnic group in the communities, and so we are all working together to lift ourselves up. There is an expression in the Filipino language known as bayanihan. Bayanihan comes from an expression of the community coming together to lift up their fellow members and neighbors in the community in the village. And so we try to carry on our modern bayanihan spirit through what we do with all of the organizations that we are affiliated with and expressions that you heard earlier. Thank you very much, Commissioner Daley, Fritz, Hardesty, and Fish for supporting our Filipino-American community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Comments?
Just one comment, if I could.
Commissioner Fish?
You know, it was about 20 years ago when I came to Portland that I met Jamie Lim. Jamie is not just the publisher of the Asian Reporter. He and his extended family are woven into the fabric of our community and do so much. And I've had the pleasure of working with his kids on various things. One of them was a coach, I think, of one of my kids in the soccer field, but the footprint is wide and deep. There's an annual picnic that I believe the Chamber of Commerce hosts in Blue Lake. And the first time I went, I was not only just overwhelmed by the number of people there and the variety of food, but how great Philippine food is. And in fact, I think a new restaurant recently opened in Portland that's getting a lot getting great reviews around bringing different kinds of Philippine food to our community. The Asian Reporter, the Chamber of Commerce, all of the groups that are woven together are making such an impact on our community. And I used to have the number, but I've forgotten. But I don't remember anyone saying it this morning. How many Philippine Americans are there in the region? Do we have a rough estimate?
About
25,000. And then I never tire of hearing Jamie's story of how he came here, coming through Astoria and through his service in the military. So I just want to add my voice of gratitude to all the leaders in the community who really make our community a better place. And thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much for sharing the things that you did today. I particularly enjoyed hearing about the going to the businesses that remind you of home. I'm fortunate to live near Barber World Foods, where I can get Manchester marmalade and McVitie's chocolate biscuits, and that makes me feel comforted, as you said. So it's, and it adds to the richness of our community to have these vibrant businesses that remind us that we're part of a global economy, and that we all, for one reason or another, we're here together in Portland, and we're just happy to have you here. I'm happy to be here. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to also add my appreciation for the Filipino culture. I had the privilege of being a 19-year-old in a U.S. Navy, being stationed at QB Point. As a 19-year-old who knew everything about the world, I was committed to living out in the community, and I did. I had a house out in the community because, you know, I was all about blending in and meeting new people. I learned a lot that I have with me today from my time in the Philippines, and I am so grateful for that experience. There were people, Filipino people like to feed you, right? So for people who don't know, and so anywhere you go in the Philippines, there's somebody that you absolutely have to eat. And quite frankly, if you don't, then you're considered rude. Like, what's wrong with you if you're not going to sit down and break bread? My habit of leaving my shoes outside the door is something I brought back from my travels to the Philippines. And people would say, well, you don't have to do that. You know, you're our guest. And I'm like, I'm a visitor in your land, and it's my job to actually be respectful of the culture that I'm a part of. I've known Jamie Lim for, actually, I would be telling you how old I am if I told you how long I've known Jamie. But let's say I've known Jamie for decades, and we have been on the front lines of some really incredible fights in this community. And I can't think of anybody else I would rather stand next to in a battle than Jamie Lim, because though he appears to be quiet, that's quiet strength that clearly has been reflected over and over again in this community. And so it is my pleasure to read the resolution on behalf of the entire City Council, and know that the mayor made it a point to sign it with his signature before he left the country, because it was important to him as well. So please don't think that it had anything to do with why he's not here today. He's still traveling, poor guy. So down to the business of reading my resolution. And then if you would like, after I read, Madam President, if we could take a picture so that we can remember this moment, that would be fabulous. So, okay, here we go. Whereas October 2019 is the 432nd anniversary of the earliest documented proof of Filipino presence on the shores of the West Coast of the continental United States. And whereas the citizens of Oregon should be informed of the positive impact Filipino Americans have had on our communities. And whereas in Oregon, thousands of Filipino Americans have made contributions to the fields of teaching, business, government service, agricultural, ministry, medicine, and other sciences, humanities, and a United States Armed Force. And whereas it is imperative for Filipino American youth to have positive role models and instill in them the importance of education, complemented with the richness of their ethnicity and values of their legacy. And whereas efforts must continue to promote the study of Filipino American history and culture, because the role of Filipino Americans and those of other people have been overlooked in the writing, teaching, and learning of United States history. And whereas this anniversary is a significant time to study the advancement of Filipino Americans, a time of celebration remembrance, reflection, and motivation, and a relevant time for all of our citizens to learn and appreciate more about Filipino Americans and their historic contributions to our nation and to Oregon. Now, therefore, it says Ted Wheeler, but he's not here, so I'll say Joanne Hodesty, and the rest of the City Council, the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim October of 2019 to be Filipino American History Month in Portland, and encourage all citizens to join in recognition of the positive impact Filipino Americans have had on our community during this time.
And we'll suspend the rules.
Take a picture?
Yes.
No.
Filipinos like pictures. So be there.
Jamie, why don't you get in the middle?
Jamie will put you in the middle of the proclamation.
And
I'm going to squeeze in
right between
this
young lady.
Okay.
You
see? We can
do that.
All right.
All right,
Erica,
get us teed up.
Get ready. 3, 2, 1. 1 more.
3, 2,
1.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thank you all very much. Thank you for being here. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, so amazing.
Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. How is that possible?
I know, right?
All right, that was fun.